Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dan Hallstrom of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, talking about the 2021 beef export numbers in just a moment.
Hey, Ted, what's new with you?
Well, I just got back from seeing my banker.
Boy, I dread the thought of that.
No, it really went great because I told him I've got my bull costs all locked in for the year.
Well, how'd you do that when these bull sale averages are so gosh darn high?
I called Jorgensen Land and Cattle and leased my bulls for this year.
Well, my concern with leased bulls is quality.
You don't have to worry about that with Jorgensen Bulls. Our neighbors to the south leased bulls from Jorgensen Land and Cattle last year, and those were some top-quality bulls.
Yeah, I saw those bulls, too. I just figured he spent a ton of money at the sale. Those were the best bulls he's ever had. So, you locked in your bull cost by leasing with Jorgensen Land and Cattle, huh?
That's right. I have a happy banker and don't have to feed bulls or fix fence in the off-season.
Have you got their phone number, Ted?
Yeah, it's easy. 800-548-BULL.
That's 800-548-BULL, you say?
Yep. Just give them a call and Jorgensen Land and Cattle will answer all of your bull leasing questions and get you set up with some top-quality bulls for the year. Call Jorgensen Land and Cattle at 800-548-2855.
We're talking with Dan Hallstrom with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. The final numbers are in, Dan, for the calendar year 2021 and for our beef exports especially, a magnificent year.
Yes. Came in December when finished the year on record pace. The volume side of things was up 15% over last year, but we're still 7% above the previous record from 2018. And of course, the value side's the real story. Almost $2 billion ahead of the previous record of 2018, coming in at about $10.6 billion for beef exports. And I think once again, I sound like a broken record, but the real story on beef is the broad-based growth across many, many different regions of the world. China, Japan, Korea, Central America, South America, Indonesia. So it's really encouraging to see that broad-based growth.
I guess one of the things that we did notice, obviously an incredible year in selling beef into China. I know we've kind of lumped China and Hong Kong together, but if you break them apart, those Hong Kong numbers are starting to decline. China numbers, of course, through the roof. Is this kind of an evidence of maybe that gray market that we were getting beef into China, but now we're starting to be able to do it without having to necessarily go through Hong Kong?
Yeah, exactly right, Ron. I think the phase one agreement that was implemented in March of 2020, it took us about a year to get the supply chain really ramped up. But the last half of 2021, it really started to take off. And we're at about 191,000 metric tons for 2021, and that compares to 42,000 for 2020. So I think the access is there, the supply chain, the China-eligible cattle increased dramatically, and now we're starting to see it pay off with the meat side of things in China. And, I think what that deal did was legitimize China. The processes, at least so far, have been more transparent, easier to get plants approved, easier to increase the number of cattle that qualify for China. And of course, then once the meat gets into China, it's really quite the unique product. We really don't have a direct competitor other than maybe, some Wagyu product that goes in there. But otherwise, we're unique. The grain finished rich taste is very unique compared to Brazilian beef, compared to Indian buffalo meat and things like this.
When the Trump administration negotiated the phase one trade deal, they set the U.S. beef industry up for success long term in that Chinese market. Now, beyond China, one other amazing number that was a part of that 2021 record, $1 billion for variety meats.
Right. Yeah. Of our 10.5 billion, a little over $1 billion of that, or about 10% of it, is variety meats. And once again, you can make the case for broad-based growth there too. You're looking at, some mainstay countries like Mexico that are starting to really come back post-COVID when these plants had a more serious issue with labor. Japan, you look about the Middle East, Egypt in particular, China and Africa. It's really good to see these variety meats come back. And, 10% of your exports are variety meats, but you got to keep in mind that the value of those variety meats, most of them anyway, if you didn't have the export market, would be very low or in some cases rendering. That's a very good example of adding a lot of value to the carcass on products that we don't eat a lot of in the U.S.
The president of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Dan Hallstrom. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.